The focus this election season in Massachusetts is largely zeroed in on the race for governor. But if you cast a ballot for Democrat Martha Coakley or Republican Charlie Baker on November 4th, you'll also be voting automatically for their running mate. Remember, twice in recent memory, the lieutenant governor has later become governor. So it's worth exploring who is number two on the major party's tickets this year. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, both candidates hail from central Mass, but they fall on opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Democrat Steve Kerrigan grew up going to Catholic school in Shrewsbury, and there was a time when it was ministry, not policy, that seemed like his mission in life.
I wanted to join the Zavarian Brothers after I graduated college.
But first, he wanted to get politics out of his system, so
3 days before my 18th birthday, back in 1989, I started an internship with Senator Ted Kennedy and left his office 14 years later.
Clearly, his politics cleanse didn't really work. Instead, he became a political animal. But Kerrigan says it's the same commitment to service that continues to drive him. Since his Kennedy years, Kerrigan has led the Democratic National Convention and the Presidential Inaugural Committee. He's a deep blue Democrat. These days, he runs a nonprofit to help military families. And on the campaign trail, he is often Martha Coakley's surrogate, defending her record.
Charlie Baker has decided that he wants to have a debate about who is the right governor to protect children and their families. And if he wants to have that debate against someone who has a career and a lifetime of protecting children who are vulnerable and giving voice to their struggles, then bring it on.
Kerrigan says he sees the job of lieutenant governor as a facilitator.
So really serving the role of ombudsman, make sure that we're running a more efficient and effective government than we have in the past.
The state has been running without a lieutenant governor since June 2013. The job's been vacant for more than a year, so it's easy to dismiss it. But Kerrigan would warn you not to.
In the primary, I was endorsed by 17 mayors across the state, and every one of them would tell you that they desperately miss having a lieutenant governor to be able to go to really cut through the red tape of government. How are you? I'm Steve Kerrigan, running for lieutenant governor.
On a recent morning, Kerrigan was greeting folks at Zaftig's Deli in Brookline when a guy named John Gabriel McCarthy stopped him to ask a random question.
We're gay, and you like the fact that we like to, well, we want to get
gay.
Married?
I'm gay.
Oh, my. Yes.
I would be the
my.
First openly gay lieutenant governor in the entire country.
Oh,
And Kerrigan is eager to question his opponent, Karen Pulido, on her record of LGBT issues.
My concern is that when she was in the legislature, not once but many, many times, she took votes and strong stances against marriage equality.
I can say I fully embrace marriage equality.
That's Karen Pulido. She won't say exactly when she converted, but she says she now embraces gay marriage. Pulido says when Massachusetts legalized gay marriage, she preferred civil unions, which many people did at the time.
My position at the time was no different than Steve Kerrigan's boss, Tom Riley, or even the president of the United States, Barack Obama. And I think it's unfair for Steve Kerrigan to hold me to a different standard than he would hold them. It's been 10 years since that vote. I have met people who share my values for my family and for my business, who are gay and who want the same things that I do.
Democrats are keen to pounce on Pulido as a Tea Party conservative.
That would be an incorrect label attached to me by my opponent who has chosen to run a negative campaign.
Pulido has flirted with the Tea Party, but as a legislator, she's also always supported a women's right to choose.
Now that's a good response.
Pulido seems to come alive when she's campaigning.
That's terrific. That's great. Thank you. Thank you.
And on this day, at a retirement community in Worcester, the crowd loves her back. Pulido explains how a Republican ought to vote on the ballot questions and echoes Charlie Baker's ideas about welfare reform.
You know, a lot of people certainly need help, a helping hand, but it shouldn't be, you know, a permanent crutch.
Pulido is a hit. A bunch of people come up after her talk to say they're going to vote Republican in November because of what they heard from her.
You're remarkable. And,
oh.
You've come a long way since I saw you last.
Oh, that's good.
Progress is a good thing.
She currently runs a commercial real estate development firm. Pulido began her political career on the Board of Selectmen in Shrewsbury, her hometown. She then served as a state rep, advocating for legislation to better protect kids from sex offenders, and went on to run unsuccessfully for state treasurer 4 years ago. In this election, it's been said that maybe she could help bridge the gender gap for the Baker camp, but she questions this idea of the women's vote.
I think the Democrats' war on women is more of a political movement. This characterization that women need to be conversed with in a different way is something that I find a little strange and more political.
Pulido is less visionary than her rival about the role of the lieutenant governor. She speaks of herself more as Baker's teammate.
We've been building this campaign together for over a year. We've known each other for quite a long time, and we come to this experience with a common vision.
Pulido says with a Republican ticket, voters get two people who have experience in the public and private sectors.
Charlie Baker and I, we're experienced and ready, and there will be no lag time for us to get going.
Charlie Baker is trying to appeal to the moderate middle, and his rival, Martha Coakley, is trying to overcome criticism that she was too moderate during the Democratic primary. All this leaves their running mates, the candidates for lieutenant governor, on a curious mission. They're out there trying to electrify traditional Democrats and Republicans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.